As I said, in God's wonderful providence, because we have the baptism today of Clara, we begin a section in His providence on the catechism on the sacraments. The sacraments are commanded of the Lord for us to observe. They were gifts to the church to show that salvation is by the grace of God, by faith, and to assure us who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that when we believe in Him, we receive the promise. So this is the natural progression from the discussion of justification and faith in previous Lord's days. Salvation and forgiveness is, if you think about it, it's the invisible gift of God, isn't it? It's wrought by the inner work of the Spirit of God. Faith is worked in our hearts through the Word of God and the Spirit of God. And the sacraments are visible confirmation of that. And so the Catechism says here, sacraments are holy signs and seals for us to see. The Lord uses the sacraments as reminders to assure us of His great grace and salvation. Sacraments are outward, visible, tangible signs of things that can't be seen. The inward, the invisible grace of God. The only sacraments today are the Lord's Supper and baptism. The only rites or ceremonies left to the church. And therefore our encouragement to point to God's free forgiveness in Jesus Christ. As a sign, think of the word sign, they point and they picture the grace of God. If you're following a road sign, it's taking you somewhere. You don't stop at the sign. You go to where the sign points. And sacraments are signs. As we look at them as a seal, they promise the grace of God. So they point to the grace of God and they promise the grace of God for all who believe. It is imperative that as you observe the Lord's Supper, for example, that you believe. If you don't believe in Jesus Christ, it's a worthless sign. It has no meaning. Even as circumcision, right, to the Jews. To help us understand better what God has done and to comfort our faith, this is why He gives us the sign. And this is why the Catechism puts it this way. He might make us understand more clearly. The signs are to make us understand more clearly the promise of the gospel. And He might put His seal on that promise. That means His promise. He's assuring us of His promise. And what is the promise? This is a great part of the Catechism. Second part of question and answer 66. And this is God's gospel promise. To forgive our sins and give us eternal life. To forgive us our sins and give us eternal life. By grace alone, because of Christ's one sacrifice finished on the cross. It's always focusing on Christ. It's always focusing on His person. It's always focusing on His sacrifice. And so when we stress as Reformed churches that the Lord's Supper and baptism, when they are observed, they're means of grace, but only as the word and the gospel promise is preached. They must not be observed without the gospel. They are not efficacious without knowledge. They're not efficacious without faith. Our focus and the focus of the sacraments is always to be, as I said, on Jesus Christ and His gospel promise. In fact, I think we do well to reread question 67. Are both the word and sacraments then intended to focus our faith? Yes. On the sacrifice of Jesus Christ? Yes. On the cross. So His work, you see, as the only ground of our salvation. And the Catechism answers, yes. In the gospel, the Holy Spirit teaches us and assures us through the Holy Sacrament that our entire salvation rests on Christ's one sacrifice for us on the cross. And so you today are called to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ alone. He alone forgives sins. He alone grants a righteousness that God accepts. And God is accepting Christ's righteousness. And when you see this baptism, you remember and believe that God has brought to us, to you, a Savior who cleanses us from not the dirt of our flesh, but our inner sins. Believe it and you're clean. He'll cleanse you.